This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today is Bill Troy. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks.
Scared the heck out of me. So now what then? Because I thought everything was going digital, and you know, and so now what? Give us some good news.
Yeah, so I think that if you think about what's always worked for your business, whatever that is, and that's where we go back to a lot, is the original model for the business. Maybe the business has been around before the internet, before cell phones, and maybe you know how you used to sell driving around with stuff, you know, samples in the trunk of your car. Whatever the model is, you can then what we do is we rebuild that and figure out how to do that in the modern world. So let's use LinkedIn as an example. We've been kind of hammering on them, but so. Maybe if you have I've got enough gray hair on my head that I can tell you I used to travel around and do sales before the internet, before cell phones, where you actually just stopped in randomly to a business and asked if the manager was in, and they came out and they said hi, and you went back and talked in their office for a few minutes. But one of the things you did when you went back in that office was you immediately looked at the walls, right? There's a fly fishing photo, there's the Notre Dame diploma, whatever. And guess what you start talking about first? That, not my company provides top level services for companies in need of whatever. So that was just a normal, natural thing that you learned to do to be successful when you were trying to build rapport with a potential client. And then you'd send them a note later when Notre Dame won or lost. And you sort of built that relationship over time. Well, that's still possible today. I mean, we're all focused on massive amounts of sending emails or, you know, massive amounts of traffic to our website. But wait a minute. That prospect, that manager, has their LinkedIn profile up online that shows they went to Notre Dame and might, you know, talk about on Facebook that they went fly fishing. So you could still get the same information. You could still build the same relationship with them using digital tools today. It's the same relationship they needed then that they need now. And so if you just start thinking about what they need and how to use tools to get that done, then suddenly it all makes sense. You know whether you need a hammer or a screwdriver and what you're trying to accomplish versus the salesman for the software coming in and telling you, let's buy a list of people with a certain title and we'll start sending them an email. No, you start with the way your business works and then use the tools to fit that. And then it all starts to make sense.